Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him.
You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free.
This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? I got about 12 seconds of the game. Because now I did watch, because I was getting ready. So I did watch Knicks.
Knicks Philly?
Against Philly. Valiant attempt by Philly, but and then I tried to watch a little bit of that Golden State, and that was it.
Steph.
Like, the thing is, he can't do it every night, but he's still at a high level.
Oh yeah, absolutely, Frog Boy.
What?
Frog Boy?
What's that?
Get that label off of your screen.
No, I didn't see that.
That's there. Not nice, and I don't like it.
That's my fault. I didn't see that there. Whoops, I meant to put.
Oh, you! I don't think it is.
No, it was an accident. Sorry. Complete accident.
What do you want me to say? I don't understand. What do you want me to say? Okay. He goes out there, and he took no shots. He was playing with a hurt back.
Can I? I think not only on the court, but I'm gonna say this, and Bam is a laid back dude, right? He's not. He just want to play basketball, and he want to do the things that's necessary to win games. I don't think, and I think once this Jimmy thing is over, right, I have a feeling that he's going to start playing better. I say that because he has been a spokesman for something he really doesn't have any idea what's going on, and that's the hardest thing to do. Jimmy is his boy. He's supposed to be a captain, and it's hard when players get put in a position where you have to answer a bunch of questions, yet you have absolutely no idea what's going on. And so I would say that, you know, he's probably a victim of all this stuff going on. Now, I don't know, and here's the deal. There's been a lot of times where my friends on teams I played with that I was good friends with were explaining to me their situation and what they were going to do.
Why they're making a stink?
Or yes. And the whole time, as a friend, you don't know whether to put them in check and say, hey, man, the only person that's paying for this is us. Because then it makes you sound like you're defending the organization and you don't have your boy back. Right.
It's tough. Just watching a game, you know, it's like I almost hate last night more than I hate nights where he's just building a brick house. Cause it's like, you didn't even do anything. Like you didn't take any shots. You didn't take over at any point. You tried one time going at LeBron. They called an offensive foul and you're just like, all right, that's it. Like it's the only drive to the basket I remember him having last night. And I'm just like, come on, dude, you're going to Tyler Hero's out here frying the Lakers, killing it. He's having the season of his life. You know, we get tall time. Oh, tall time last night. What a time it was. And listen, we may have ourselves a Green Bay Packers situation right now. And what I mean by that is if you guys recall, you know, there was a time where Brett Favre was the man. And then they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And eventually it was A-Rod's time. And then he was the fan favorite. And then he got a little weird. Wasn't quite who he was. Whined too much. Then all of a sudden, Jordan Love time. And it's just odd that we have this time right now where this was Bam, the young bull, center, Hassan Whiteside, paid, fallen in, out of favor with Spo. Everybody loves Bam. He's the young up-and-comer. And now everybody's excited when Khalil Ware's out there. Now, could Spo, I mean, he got a little freaky last night. He gave us 30 seconds at the end of the half of Bam and Khalil together. We're possibly get a little bit more? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But I'm just, I don't know. I just, it's one of these things where there were four big men who played last night. He was the least impactful by a long shot.
Right.
I will also put the caveat of they shot him up before the game to get him out there. So maybe he wasn't feeling it, but this has been a bad offensive season all around for him.
Yeah, it has.
And it doesn't help that I got Frog Boy every night whining about it in my group chat. Like I'm going to have direct messages. Just say what you mean what you say. Stop yelling at me about it.
The problem is you put these guys on pedestals, dude.
What?
You gave Jovic the keys to the team 3 games ago. And Spo said, oh, yeah? Well, I'm suspending your license.
But he was good yesterday, dude.
It's all right. Oh, man. Barely touches the court nowadays.
He went out there yesterday. I mean, that second quarter, I'm not going to lie, that second quarter with him and Khalil, it was one of the greatest moments of my life.
You do have a tendency to over-exaggerate your excitement.
Oh, so good. They were passing
each
other.
It makes it worse, but yeah, man, I'm not worried about Bam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried that maybe they put so much on his plate as far as basketball, as far as speaking, as far as all these other things that he can't do the thing that he does best.
It's like when you're on an airline, dude, and the mask drops down. You got to take care of yourself before you help the kids.
Minus one.
Why, dude?
We need to get the guy.
Minus one.
For bad analogy. We need that one, guys.
Oh, headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I know who I was thinking about earlier. Charlo. Jamal.
Jamal.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk to Jamal Hill on the show tomorrow. He's fighting at UFC 311. Right. And Leroy's like, does he have a brother?
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe. Not the one that not a famous fight one that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that's it. All right, it'd be good. We'll have some fun because guess what? Michigan guy.
He's from Grand Rapids, from Floyd Mayweather City. But he's a Michigan fan.
Right.
Guy hits like a hammer. He did lose to Bejeda, but he was coming off a torn Achilles. He was also trying to beat science. Kind of hard when you're trying to get in there and not get knocked out.
Can I just tell you, like, dude, we have trivialized one of the most serious injuries you can have in any sport. Achilles, that is nothing to be played with. And we've now made it sound like, okay, now it's like, you know, an ACL now. No, dude, it's a serious, that is the, remember years ago, if you did an ACL, your career was damn near over.
Oh yeah. Right?
Or you tore up your knee, you know, now you got guys coming back from it like it's nothing. Well, that new injury is the Achilles. Like, they've tried a whole bunch of different methods to, you know, make it better. But this, that is the current present day injury in sports for reasons I can't explain. Right. Achilles, like basketball, football injury. That's an injury that you've never heard before just recent years, except with like Dan Marino. Dan Marino, like how long he walked with a limp for years when he got his.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not as, you know, as trivial of an injury as we make it. It is a serious thing.
Say trivia? Sorry, I heard that twice.
Trivia.
No, oh, we're not doing trivia.
Just, you know, sometimes. Oh. You know. Oh, no.
Such a bastard. Thought I heard that. Sick of this guy.
Like, shut up before I put you on a pizza.
So gross. What were they thinking with that? Put that on the dartboard.
It just looks like a naked frog sunbathing on a pizza.
Deep fried.
Just ass up.
That's just one cheeks out.
Hey, that one on the right is swole. He's been lifting.
Is that a thong? Does that have a thong? What's in the middle? I don't know what's going on.
No, dude, that's some breading got stuck in the crack.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Panthers are back on the ice tonight. They're taking on the Detroit Red Wings tonight. So we'll have that for you here. You guys can listen to a little cat action as they look to build off their Winsky against the New Jersey Devils. That gets going tonight, and your puck drop from Amer Bank Arena is at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is when we get going with that. The Miami Heat, aside from their loss last night, they finished the road trip 3-3. It's expected that Jimmy is supposed to meet with the Heat today, and that's supposed to include Mickey Arison.
What could possibly be said?
If the coach
and Pat. If Spo and Pat and the people he work with, like, once it gets to Mickey, right? Like, what is Mickey, or what is Jimmy going to say to Mickey? Because if I'm an owner, I'm looking at all of this is because we won't pay you 2 years from now.
Right.
Like, say that to yourself. That makes literally no, like, that would be the hardest part as an owner for me to get over it in any capacity. I don't care, you know, if you pay anybody for a service, right? And they say, we're going to do a crappy job now because you want to extend us 2 years from now.
Yep.
You're going to have a problem with that.
The Heat also just announced, before we get to 15 minutes of Heat, and we'll hear a little bit of some interesting commentary on the Jimmy Butler situation. But they just announced they are bringing back, maybe I had a little lead into this, Leroy, but they are bringing back tomorrow the Vice uniforms.
Oh. Goosies galore.
Goosey!
The OG Miami Vice jerseys are back tomorrow.
I mean, when they had those, Jovic was what, 12?
Dude, you nailed it. Yeah. You nailed it. Do you think we'll get to see this tomorrow?
Boo.
Nope.
What? Are you booing him?
That was Leroy. Leroy, how could you boo? Boo.
I don't boo. I don't boo players.
That was the right choice.
You play cornerback.
The Heat are bringing back the Vice uniforms. That'll be their official white jersey for the rest of the season. So I don't believe you.
I mean, you know, that's already in play. They don't decide that at the moment, right?
Yeah.
They probably decided that before the season starts.
From what I understand, this is not a league-wide like rollout. Like this is not a city edition. They're just like, we're bringing Vice back.
But did they just decide it, or did they?
I think that this was something that was
planned, right?
You know, I think it was planned, but I also think it was like, you know, people just want Vice. Let's bring it back.
Because I know, in football, you have to, put out your schedule for uniforms for before the season starts, because like down here in Florida or in Cleveland, there's a couple of games in like September where it's hot as hell and we would wear white.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to put, and we would make, like if Pittsburgh came to town in September, they coming in that black. We want that sun just cooking you.
So that is back. The OG Vice uniforms now available if you guys want to go purchase them. I believe they're at all locations. And tomorrow night, they'll have the Vice intro and all that type of stuff. Should be fun. I remember just those D-Wade ones were flying off the shelf. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When he came back. Woo!
Now, it's weird because how we felt when D-Wade left.
Mm-hmm.
And came back. I give a lot of credit to D-Wade because mm-hmm. he could have been bitter and he could have said some stuff and it would have actually had every person in Miami on his side.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But he took the high road.
It was it's interesting you mentioned that, Leroy, because D-Wade himself yesterday dropped his thoughts on this whole situation.
Ooh, yeah, I want to hear it. And you know my theory.
Mm-hmm.
If they did that to D-Wade, and I've told you this over and over again, if they did that to D-Wade, their pride and joy, that mean everybody is fair game for the no contract.
We'll hear a little bit from Dwayne Wade, who addressed this on his podcast, and hear what the GOAT had to say about it. 15 minutes of heat is next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat here for you, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get 1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com. Call them up, 832-930-6181. Your Miami Heat, they lose last night, 117-108. They finished the road trip 3-3. They finished the Butler suspension 3-4. And they come back tomorrow to take on the Denver Nuggets. So we will... And if you guys are just tuning in, the Heat just dropped the news. They will be wearing their Vice uniforms. The OG Vice unis are back, and you guys can get those where all Heat jerseys are available. They are out on the run right now. Hey, so Heat store, all that stuff. Hmm?
What comes to mind when you say the seven games they were out there were 3-4?
Well, they were 3-3 in the trip. They were 3-4 with the suspension.
Right. Over the suspension. That's what I meant. Can you say definitively that record would have been any different if Jimmy was playing?
I feel like it would have been slight. I think if you had Jimmy, and like I was thinking about this last night, I think on the trip, like I don't know what happened in the Jazz game. Like that to me, the only one that was remnants of the suspension was that first Jazz game at home. Like very clearly, that felt to me like a team that was just like mentally exhausted, didn't have anything with them. You know, Jaime played really great in the Kings game, so. You know, maybe if you have Jimmy Butler, does it get away from him? I think that there was a problem, you know, at certain points and pockets in the second half. So the last two games, would he have helped? Yeah, I think so. I think they probably would have taken one of the two. I think it could have been a 4-2 trip. I don't think they would have swept it.
No, but I'm saying, so like, to me, I'm just looking at it and like, you're still... Whether you're 3-4 or 4-3, you're still in the same spot with or without Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole issue. And I think that's the thing that everybody looks at is that we're making it sound like this team would be third or fourth in the East if Jimmy was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
yeah, I'd say arguably their best win of the season probably came without Jimmy, and that was, you know, the Houston road win.
Right.
You know? I mean, other than the Cleveland win was probably their best win of the season. Like,
do you think these are two sides that overplayed their position?
Yeah. I mean, it's very clearly gotten super petty. I mean, it's gotten, you know.
I don't mean that. I mean the importance of the point that each side was making. So, for example, Jimmy's like, hey, I'm one of these top tier players, right? I can do what I want because the players always get their way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Heat are like, we should be getting a lot more than's being offered for Jimmy. And so you have two people who are kind of overplaying their hand or their situation when nobody else sees their situation like that. The Heat don't see Jimmy's situation like that, and the league doesn't see the Heat's situation like that.
I get you. I think, and I think if you're going to talk about the Heat, I think the biggest criticism the front office can be given is that they always seem like they overplay their hand. You know, I think that they get a little bit bold on these trades, and
the Dame thing. If everybody would have been quiet, Dame would have been.
The first time the Jimmy thing happened, I mean, I guess that ended up working out because he didn't end up giving up Bam Adebayo to the Timberwolves back in the day.
Right.
But, you know, even that was like a huge, Tibbs was asking for another pick. And, you know, wasn't it reported that I think it was reported yet denied, but that he told Tibbs to go bleep himself or something like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's definitely a fair criticism for the Miami Heat. And, you know, for Jimmy, I think it's the case of like, it's just, it's almost been like, this has been such a chaotic play by him this entire time. It's like, what do you want? Like, did you want to go just get the hell out of here? Did you want to just go to one team?
Right.
How long have we known this? Right. It's hard to get a grasp on all that stuff. Very hard to get a grasp on all that stuff and where they're at with everything. So, I don't know. It is definitely, I still think that we're going to get word today. Just my opinion. I just think that the Miami Heat are going to say, mm-mm. Because like, even just think about it, like you're supposed to have this, you're going to have this, this rollout tomorrow of, you know, oh, everybody's back on the road. And like, dude, he's going to get like, they're going to boo him to holy hell tomorrow.
Right. The thing is I think you need not only clarity for everybody else, but more importantly, you need clarity for your team.
For sure.
Either tell them, hey, we're going to make this work. You guys, you know, make it work. After talks with Jimmy, I can't trust if Jimmy says what he's going to do based on what he said before the season. But I think a lot of guys, it's like Tyler and the trade deadline, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like dunking in the trade deadline, right? You hear your name for 2 months, and then you realize, hey, I'm – you're just like, let me just go out and play, right?
Well, and the other thing is Spo's just seemed so publicly done with this thing for a while now.
Yeah, he's another guy. He just wants to coach basketball.
So, like, if you're going to – I know he's going to be like, hey, he's going to do his best to put the blinders up and just make it about basketball, but he hates that stuff. Like,
but here's the deal. No matter how much of a situation he has been presented with before now with any of the players, right? The one consistent thing about all this is none of them went on the floor and didn't play. Regardless of how unhappy they were, regardless of the issues they had with the organization, regardless of the issues they may have had with Spo. Anytime he put them in, whether he cut their minutes or whatever, they didn't go out there and not play. And I think that's probably the hardest thing for him to deal with, is to see all of this that you built, all of this culture, all of this effort, all of these things that are staples of how you do things, and have a guy go out there and just take a leak on it. I think that's the hardest thing for Spo.
We'll take a break. We will get to the D-Wade stuff. We were just a little up against the clock. We'll take a break and get to it and be back with more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's quickly get to our Road to Repeat, which is brought to you by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of your champs,
Florida Panthers. How about this? This right here?
Ooh.
Don't sleep on this.
Galaxy vibe. Still haven't tried that. You know?
Crazy. I'm doing a little sparkling lemonade, watermelon lemonade today.
Watermelon. Pretty good.
Yeah, cats are back on the ice.
I'm rubbing off on Tobin. I got strawberry watermelon. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna have you eating collard greens and cornbread in no time.
In an egg roll.
In an egg roll.
The Florida Panthers back on the ice tonight. 7 o'clock is your puck drop against the Red Wings. Paul Maurice just said that Aaron Ekblad's still out tonight. He's going to miss. That is what, fifth game for him? One, two, three. No, that's six. This will be a six missed game.
It's weird in hockey because his leg could literally be falling off for him to miss that many games, right?
They don't say.
No, it's idea.
Undisclosed. I think what people said is their best theory is he took a puck off the wrist in the Penguins game. But yeah, it's in hockey. Do you like that as a pro athlete? You must like that undisclosed injury.
I don't even want them to say where the injury is.
I don't even think this one anybody knows. This isn't even like lower body or upper body. Right. I think they're just saying undisclosed injury.
That's because keep in mind, dude, listen. And I don't blame other teams, okay? My team would do the same thing. He's got a bad ankle, we're going to test it. He's got a bad shoulder, we going to test it, right? That's the nature of sports in general, right? If you got a guy that can't run, you're going to put him in running situations, right? So, but to make the announcement, here's where I'm hurt, is crazy.
But Paul Maurice said that he's not far. I was clearing my throat. I'm sorry. My bad, dude. I didn't want to be gross.
That should be on the bingo card. While y'all talk about Leroy eating snacks, Leroy doing this, whatever, Tobin cutting himself off.
Maybe we should do it like you and just put bags of chips and ASMR for every movement that you make into the microphone. Right. Maybe we should do that. No. Like, honestly, it sounds like an ice machine that's like rolling into the microphone. No, maybe we should do that. You know, just go without.
You're lashing out right now.
I'm not lashing out, dude. I'm just lashing out, dude.
You're trying to get that stink off of you, which you just did.
I did not want to clear my throat into the microphone. I apologize. I'm sorry.
By the way, I know how that works too. I'm married too. Mm-hmm. I know if I say, "Hey, why'd you do that?" Oh, like last time, 2005 when you did. Yeah, I know.
We have a long radio marriage. You know, it's almost what is our wood? What anniversary is coming up?
Wow.
Anyway, let's get to the D Wade stuff. So Dwayne Wade.
I'm gonna do some Tobin right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because here you go. We didn't make nothing of it back then. We didn't make nothing of it because he said it. We were more concentrating on that statue. Whole nother conversation.
Yep.
When he said a house divided, right?
Yep.
We were like, which means this been going on for a while.
Jimmy Butler was not at that ceremony.
This been going on for a while.
D Wade, this was on his Y Network podcast. Go check it on out. Go subscribe. Check out D Wade. But he, as Leroy said, he put up this. He said this in his speech, and then, interestingly enough, like a week ago, posted that video on his Instagram. And I was like,
Did he take your clip?
He did.
Yeah, he couldn't take any clip.
So he threw a little line in the water. Yeah. To try to hook a big one.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to bring that up, you knew what you were talking about then.
Yep.
And he said, let me remind you guys that D Wade saw this coming. That's what basically he's saying.
Here is Dwayne Wade on his podcast saying why he said that in his speech.
And the quote that I said, that a house divided will not stand.
Right.
Right. You either in or you out.
Right.
At that moment, I took that moment to say that at a moment that was about me. And I was addressing it to the organization and to the players on the team. And I don't get to say a lot of times because of my investment into the Utah Jazz. But when I have my moments to be the face of the organization, I can say whatever I want as a player. That's why I took that moment and said that, because I know I get to hear the conversations everybody else don't get to hear, right? Or what goes on. And Tim Hardaway, Zoe, UD, D-Rag, Q-Rich, everybody who put on a Miami Heat uniform that I know, we were all looking at Riles like, yo, what's going on over there? Because you tripping. We used to iron fists.
Yeah, facts.
We don't feel and we don't hear iron fists going on over there. And it's crazy because you would think when you're in it, you don't want it. You think you want out. You think you want to go somewhere else. But then when you get out of it, you realize that structure, that iron fist, kept you in line, and not kept you in line like a little soldier. Kept you in line because this big world in the NBA will eat you alive.
All right. So he's been hearing some things, some chatter.
Yeah. Wait. Damn. By the way, side note. UD was on NBA Today.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him about it.
Yep.
He said, y'all ain't about to get me.
Not going to get me, dude.
y'all ain't about to get me. He started talking about Jaime and Khalil Ware. He said,
I like that Udonis Haslam, like, he's spitting on all opinions, but then they get him to the Heat and he goes, mm-mm.
Nope. y'all ain't about to get me. He said, nice try.
D Wade then said that he had heard there had been some bickering. So this is why he felt like he needed to send a message.
You know, I wanted to say that to the players, as you know, you hear a lot of bickering going on. We got guys, man, we got guys making $250 million for 4 years in the NBA nowadays. This is on the backs of what every player has done.
Right.
To get us to this point, we're making more money than we've ever can dream of as a league. And so players are doing that, and then we're still unhappy. we still mad about certain things, right? Because a lot of us, a lot of guys are playing for the bread. Everybody ain't playing to win championships.
True.
Let's call a spade a spade. A lot of people playing to change their life, like I was. I love the game, but it was about my life changing. And so I stood up there and I said that because the grass ain't always greener. And as someone who was in that situation before where mine didn't go like it's going now, but I was in that situation where I left the organization, I wanted them to know that if you don't want to be here and the way things are working here and you don't like it and this and that, then don't be here. Because this is not the organization for that.
Well, that only feels like it's towards one person.
Hey.
Yeah, honestly, exactly, listen, Leroy. Exactly.
Listen. Now, very rarely, and I remember this too. I remember when Bill Belichick got fired. And I think he took the attitude, if ever I'm a coach again and I'm going out being me. And if it don't work, I can live with that. But if I don't do the things the way I want them done, then I'm going to be miserable because I never got to see if what I was doing was working. Right. Fast forward to Pat Riley. Pat Riley has dealt and has coached and has had to have relationships and do contracts for Hall of Famers. A lot of them. And the one thing that they all talk about is, I don't care who you are. This is the way things are going to be done. And if you don't like it, there's the door. And when D Wade said, "Whoa, what's up? Now you don't have that iron fist." Right? And I think, to be honest with you, the league has transitioned away from that. And you have to appease the players a little bit more.
Right.
But I still believe that Pat Riley doesn't, because players come here. All the players that have played for Pat Riley have talked about how he runs things and how Spo runs things. And if you look at all the guys that have come up through here and have gone on to other places, they may not have had the same success, but they all got paid.
I think you have a lot of the sentiments that he's going to bring up and some more of his thoughts, Leroy. So we'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit more of what D-Wade had to say on this, especially his very much a hit back at Paul Pierce and his comments as well. Because, of course,
he was going to. Every time somebody from the Heat say something about just general basketball, Paul Pierce gets brought up. right. It's like, you know, the Heat are, you know, right now they're searching, but Paul Pierce, like, it's like punting. It's like you're punting. Paul Pierce.
Take a break. Back after this.